The E-Break coming up later this hour. We've got a big Mavericks-Clippers playoff preview 1 hour from right now at 8:15. But first, let's muse in the news with Gordo, brought to us by D&M Leasing and by All Pro Foundation Repair.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you, George. Thank you, P1s. Let's get you up to date. What's going on in the world as we talk all about the stuff that happened.
Quite a slogan.
As we talk all about the stuff that happens.
Mm-hmm.
So last year at this time, 82% of Americans were planning to hunker down. I got confused between these two figures I'm going to give you. 82% of Americans planned to hunker down for Memorial Day and not do anything. But this year, 80% say that they are going to party their aces off.
Let's get it on.
Yes, very different than last year. This was a study, a poll commissioned by Frito-Lay, not known as pollsters, but they were trying to figure out, you know, market conditions and what's going to happen. And they found that Dallasites are ready to party. 2/3 of Dallasites surveyed said they plan to spend more time outdoors this summer compared to other cities, where respondents said they would be attending more sporting events and going to restaurants, but not, you know, hitting the lake and doing all that stuff. But Dallas, that's what we're going to do.
Well, I think we have much safer conditions now than we did last year.
Mm-hmm. You guys going to do something crazy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fake answers.
You're going to hear about it.
Fake answers. Craig's answered. Had a lot of attitude on it just to give it some top spin to hide the fact that he's got nothing.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Still ski on.
You'll probably go to the lake, won't you, George?
Maybe I'll go ski on the weekend.
I think I'm going to go to Colonial.
There you go.
For a day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Get my golf on, yo.
Don't.
I think I'm going to go see Robert Earl Keen next Thursday night. Does that count as Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess in a way.
Right.
But I figured you'd go to the lake, Giorgio. Aren't you a big lake guy?
Yeah. It's not on Memorial Day and July 4th.
A little too crowded, yo.
Yeah. Everybody else goes. Labor
Please
Day.
Please don't say yo.
I know. It scares me, too. Mm-hmm. I think people don't respect the fact that you shouldn't drink and operate boats.
Yeah. It's frightening. And boat sales went through the roof last year. There's a lot of boats on the lakes now that were not there couple of years
which
ago.
Means probably a lot of new boat owners.
Yes,
please may be not careful have out too there. Much experience.
Wear a life jacket, be careful out there next week.
Hot sports opinion.
Yep.
I always hated drinking on the lake.
Yeah,
I know that everyone loves that combination, but to me it always was more uncomfortable.
Yeah,
because it'd be all hot and you're drinking and I always wanted to just lay down. When I'm drinking, I either want to argue with someone, fall silent, or go pass out. Those were always my three options.
Passing out.
I'm passing out. I'm going to pass out. What's happening with the Dallas Cowboys animals, the dogs that they own? We had the incident with Prescott. Dak Prescott had the thing that happened in February of 2019. His dog gets loose and bites a woman who tried to stop it from fighting her dog. She told the dispatcher that she lost a finger.
Dang.
And now we have Zeke's dogs making trouble. They get loose. Yesterday at 9:30 a.m., Frisco Animal Services were called out to the Starwood neighborhood where Zeke lives. And they were called about three loose dogs, and those dogs were eventually gotten a hold of, taken into custody, and turns out they were Zeke's dogs, including his Rottweiler, Ace. That's his beloved Rottweiler that he loves so much that he even has a huge tattoo of him on his arm.
That's pretty wild, right? To have your pet tattooed somewhere.
I think it is. I mean, we've loved our dogs just as much as anyone else, and we've never gotten a full tattoo of them.
Nope. Just yesterday, those dogs collectively in one day ran for more yards than Zeke ran for all season.
Who's that?
But
who's that?
Steve Hitzka's Norm's brother, who does a show in Buffalo.
Oh, maybe we need to listen in on
that. Yeah, maybe at 8:40 today. We'll take a listen. At Steve and Larry Hitchkiss, Norm's two brothers who do a show up in Buffalo. Or maybe all three of them do a show.
Maybe, yeah.
His three brothers.
Maybe, yeah, I think that's what it is.
All right. So Ace was placed in mandatory 10-day quarantine because he bit two people while he was out on the loose yesterday.
Oh. Two incidents? That doesn't look good for that dog.
All right, let's pass a whole bunch of judgment. You ready?
Okay.
Come on, we're on radio. We can do that. It seems weird to me that a single guy with a really busy life like Zeke owns three dogs.
You think that's a little much?
Yeah, I don't know. What is the proper amount of dogs to own when you're just a single guy and you're not old?
I think
right.
One.
I think old people. I can see you owning a bunch of animals.
Maybe
if you're
he really
alone.
Just loves dogs, and always figured when he got his own place to get two or three dogs.
And they're not hunting dogs. And in that case, I can see you owning multiple dogs.
He does love dogs. I think he's a big supporter of the SPCA.
Yes, he's a huge animal lover.
So
that's great.
I get that. But the answer to your question is one. Young single guy, busy schedule, proper amount of dogs to own, one.
That's what it seems like to me. But I may be off on that. I don't know. It's like the bumper stickers on the back of a car. After a certain amount, it just looks like mental illness.
This woman
mental illness is very
up on charges.
Serious issue too.
I believe the boys got a couple.
Mm-hmm. Like George, I guess you are out in the country, but weren't you overdogged at one point?
You know.
I mean,
it felt that way when it was time to get out of town and you needed to either board them or have someone take care of them.
Did you get up
that's
to five
big,
at
we
one
were
point?
We were up to five at one point.
Damn, that's a
insane.
Lot of dogs.
It was crazy. But, I mean, we loved it, though.
Well, there's no doubt that you loved them.
Yeah.
But you can separate your mind enough to say, you know,
we may have been overdogged.
Uh-huh.
We may have been. Even three was a chore.
Five? That's the amount of dogs the Cowboys had in their secondary last year.
Okay, not bad. Send that one on to Norm. Hello. He may use it the 10 o'clock hour today.
How are we merging into Norm?
Oh. I love
more
Norm
good Norm lines occur to you guys than good George and Craig lines. Oh. There's a fundamental problem with our show right now. Needs to be addressed.
Hello
so,
there.
I don't know what's going to happen with Zeke's dogs. The other ones were returned to him. Except for Ace. The woman that said that Ace bit her back in, I guess I think this was last summer, a swimming pool attendant, she sued Zeke, claiming that Ace bit her. But all three dogs attacked her. All three of his dogs.
At least Zeke has one Ace. The Rangers don't have any.
Oh, my
oh,
gosh.
Wow, he's got a beat.
She said that Ace dragged her around by the arm. And the other two were attacking her legs.
Off.
I guess the dog days of summer have come early this year.
Jeez. the injuries required surgery, and she sought between $200,000 and $1 million in damages from Zeke.
Norm.
So, that happened. Did you know that we have official state musicians?
What?
What do they do?
I don't know.
Play state events?
No, I think that they're just, it's just a title that they have. I don't think it has any obligations.
Like a state bird?
Yeah.
Who's ours? George or Willie?
Neither.
Hmm.
It's Leon Bridges from Fort Worth.
Okay.
So is this a title that changes year to year? Or
every 2 years, we have to select new state musicians.
Weird.
It is. I don't understand why. Why do we need state musicians?
We don't.
If they don't do anything. So Leon Bridges was selected simultaneously with Eva Ibarra, who is a San Antonio accordionist. as the state musician of the year for next year. Whoa, what?
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, my Uncle Ted, he played the accordion, and anytime we would visit, he would always open the big closet, reach to the top shelf, pull down his accordion box, break it out and play and Lawrence Welk stuff.
Everyone gets slumped shoulder when he did it.
Yeah.
Oh, God, here he goes again.
By the time he's finished, it looked like Heaven's Gate had blown through there. Everybody's just laying all over the place, slumped down, lifeless.
There's so much on an accordion, you got to work. It was like a full-body workout for him.
Yeah.
I think you meant to say congratulations, Ava Ibarri, for becoming musician of the state.
So 2022. It just started for her?
Yeah, she was just named along with Leon Bridges.
Oh, along with Leon Bridges. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So they were both co-named.
All right. Congratulations.
Former state musicians of the 2 years. I guess the title. You are now named State Musician of the 2 years. George Strait.
You bet.
Marcia Ball.
Ball.
Flaco Jimenez.
Hey, man.
And Jimmy Ray Vaughn.
His bill name's not Ray.
You always say it is. Should be.
That their parents had give up and just gave every kid the same middle name.
Speaking of musicians, Demi Lovato, who is from Dallas-Fort Worth.
Domo Arigato, Demi Lovato. Sorry.
Come out as non-binary. They shared the news with their fans in a video posted to Twitter and said that their pronouns will be changing to they, them. They said, over the past year and a half, I've been doing some healing and self-reflective work, and through this work, I've had the revelation
that I identify as non-binary.
With that said, I'll be officially changing my pronouns to they, them, and I feel this is best and represents the fluidity I feel in my gender expression and allows me to feel most authentic and true to the person I both know I am and still discovering, and I just realized all that's going to be.
Yeah, Mark.
So when they said, every day we wake up and we are given another opportunity and chance to be who we want and wish to be.
When they buy an airline ticket, do they have to buy two?
No. No, it's still one person.
Yeah, but you're identifying as they.
Throughout their career, they have received acclaim from critics for their singing abilities.
Okay.
And they do have a good voice. You ever heard them sing?
Yes.
I mean, really, got some pipes. Mm-hmm. But they are oftentimes in a controversy. Like, they make headlines all the time for starting a war with a yogurt shop, or remember that? Just happened recently.
Seems like a lot of maintenance around them.
Why do you say that? They got their start on Barney and Friends.
That's right.
They were actually on Barney and Friends as one of the little kids.
They were.
Hey, Barney. Joining us, do you remember they?
I do remember them.
And what are your memories of them?
They had a really good voice.
There you go. They trained in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, too. I didn't know that. Did you know Demi Lovato was trained in Brazilian?
Yeah, he gave me a roundhouse kick to the face once.
Whoa. I didn't know that you got in a fight with Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
And how about what?
She has the same birthday as Mitchell Trubisky.
Who does?
They do.
Thank you.
He sure was a disappointment for the Bears.
Well, you're a football fan, are you?
Doing some sports talk.
Bringing it back to
maybe
sports.
At 8:40, we'll hear the three Hitchkiss brothers having Barney with on Barney. For some sports talk. That'll be fun. And listen to this headline. 3 weeks after his wedding, rapper MC Kevin...
Bad name for a rapper.
Is dead.
Oh.
To his family in the front row. Apologies.
Sorry about that, Kevin.
Rapper MC Kevin set up a threesome with his mistress, But when his wife showed up at the hotel looking for him, he tried to escape by jumping off the balcony, but ended up killing himself.
Uh-oh.
And the mistress and the wife fight by his dead body.
Off. Boy, that's quite a story.
You think that's full throttle? You think when he started, when he woke up that morning, did he know that his life would be, would hit the floorboard with throttle that hard that by the end he would be dead laying beside a hotel swimming pool because he fell five stories?
We did a bit like that in season two of Barney. All right, there's no way y'all did that.
Wait a second. There was an episode of Barney.
That's what Barney said.
In which someone died trying to escape the consequences of a threesome.
And then the mistress and the wife are fighting over him.
This happened in Brazil. MC Kevin is from Brazil. Okay, birthdays. Right. Craig had no comments on our threesome.
No, I just got hung up on the name MC Kevin, and I was thinking, what is the worst name for a DJ? MC Steve?
No.
Or
Steve.
The DJ I didn't understand the most was MC Escher. He just confused me. Thank you, buddy. Singer Leo Sayer is 73.
Great song.
Is it? I don't know about that. Comedian and former U.S. Senator Al Franken is 70.
Take its own.
We had him on?
Yep.
I don't remember that. Is Mr. T Ticket's Own?
Yes.
Yes.
Did we have him in studio?
No.
No.
Just on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
He is 69 today. And I want to say he was diagnosed with cancer a long time ago, but
he beat it.
Yes, I guess he did.
Like he beat everything else.
He brought in the A team of doctors. Judge Reinhold is 64.
Ticket's Own.
How long has he been a judge? That's a weird first name, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Actor director Nick Cassavetes, who directed The Notebook, is 62. That's the guy who did the lewd thing at the buffet. Is The Notebook overrated?
No.
Oh, you like that movie?
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet. Rapper Havoc of Mobb Deep is 47. And turning 40 today, Josh Hamilton.
Wow.
Texas Ranger great.
That's a hard 40.
You think?
Oh, my God.
Okay,
thanks. That's Muse 733 on the ticket. Coming up in just 3 minutes, it's Friday morning scatter shooting. But first,